thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes, no.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, even moister. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. on the mighty 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Joe Artinger. Now in the last segment, what had started out as JFK wives getting together for a dinner while the guys were out of town is now degenerated into Don being grumpy in the morning. So let's tune back into the best of Don and Mike and find out what happens right here on 106.7 WJFK.
No talking until 9 a.m.
I say you probably won't like it.
I say I'll love it. I'll say you have no idea how much my wife loves to talk first thing in the morning. You have no idea.
But there might be vital communication that you will require prior to 9 a.m. That would be the only chink in the armor.
And I would think that she would probably, that could be the asterisk that would be allowed.
See, you're already putting qualifiers on it. She's going to stick to her guns now, and you're already putting a qualifier on it.
Well, then she could certainly nod, or she could write it down if it was something important.
But like, I thought you're not allowed to speak either. Or are you allowed to speak whenever you want to speak?
Well, it's my house. I'll speak. She just doesn't have to listen. But trust me.
I thought it was an agreement between the two of you that neither one of you speak.
But I won't be speaking to her.
Who will you be speaking to?
Well, to Bart until he leaves to go to school.
But that'll be the kind of communication you can handle, which is a series of clicks and grunts.
Yeah, because really the first thing in the morning, I mean, I swear to God, God bless her. My wife wakes up, and why not? Look at the wonderful life she has married to me. She wakes up in the morning. She is, without a doubt, the happiest person I've ever met at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's early. That's early in the morning to be functional.
She jumps up, and I mean, I'm not talking about any coffee, any espresso, anything. She jumps up, and she's right away. Boom! What do you think about what we were talking about yesterday? Yeah. I read this book last night, and it is fantastic. Did I tell you what my mom told me? Hey, you know that book that you're reading? I'd like to read that. You know that John Grisham book that you were reading? I thought the end of that book was a lot different than the way you described it. It's like, I'm just sitting there going, yeah, I have not had my yet. I have not had a cup of coffee yet.
Please refer to that as a BM.
At my BM yet.
Thank you.
All she wants to do is talk all morning long.
Right.
I don't know if I'd use the word happy, but Marcia's much the same way. She's very chatty in the morning and questions, a million questions.
Ah, bingo!
I'm not prepared to deal with questions that early in the morning. You know, she and I have had this conversation.
Bingo.
Yeah, it's just questions.
That's exactly it.
Stop with the questions, at least until after 7 or 7:30.
That's exactly it.
Then I'm okay.
You're right. That's so right.
It must be. Maybe it's a difference between men and women. I don't know.
What about you, Mike?
I wake the house up every morning. I get up about 7 o'clock, and I get everybody up, and my wife's not a morning person.
Mm.
She doesn't, she's not very communicative in the morning, quite often.
Lucky man.
Quite often.
Lucky man. But
I don't like that. I like to actually have, I don't want to say that I'm perky and happy in the morning, but I kind of like get going. I would be the morning person in my house, and if my kids go to sleep past 9 o'clock, which happens sometimes when you have little kids, they're, you know, kind of dragging in the morning, too, like it was this morning.
Well, I'm a morning person. I wake up. I even wake up on Saturday.
You get up 45 minutes earlier than I do. I mean, 7 o'clock, as a matter of fact, a lot of times with me, it's 7:30 because I have to take my daughter to school at 8:30.
I wake up early every single morning of the week, but it's the same thing as Buzz just said. Mm-hmm. When I wake up, I really don't want to sit down and play an edition of 20 questions.
I almost had a meltdown when I dropped my daughter off for school today. I pull in and I pull my car over into the in front of the school, and I get out, and time is always of the essence. That's why I'm curt with people. And I get my daughter out, we get her backpack out, and we're starting to walk, and a woman pulls right in back of me, and apparently there wasn't enough room between the two cars. She says, excuse me, could you pull up just a few feet, please? And, you know, an incredible, yeah, it might seem like a tiny request, but an incredible, you know, I've got a 5-year-old out of the car, ready to go, handheld. I'm like, okay, wait here. I go around, I get into my car, I put the car in drive. Another car pulls out, and this woman pulls around and pulls in front of me with not a word spoken. And, you know, it's my kid's school, so I can't say anything.
Right.
Although I seriously, and she drops her kid off, and then she's taking this sweater off in this very violent way. And I really just wanted to go, all I wanted to do at that moment, my wonderful morning, I had a great morning until that little laser second, and I wanted to just go over to her window of her car and just go, excuse me, others! Other human beings.
Really? Can't relate, Mike. Don't have to take my kid to school anymore.
You know, I'm just at the beginning of that.
Mm. Can't relate. Can't tell you what a great feeling that is.
Yeah, you know.
Can't tell you.
I can't compete with you on that level at all. I've got, you know, 30 more years of doing it.
Hell, you're locked in.
I'm locked in. And it just, oh, man.
I cannot tell you the incredible amount of joy that I get.
Mm-hmm.
Watching him drive himself to school every day.
After all these years.
It's got to be cool. Yeah. Goodbye. Well, I got one way that I'm going to
And now
compete.
It's like, you know, the first couple of days.
Right.
Now it's like, speed. Go ahead. Get there fast. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Drive on the wrong side of the road. Close your eyes when you're going on the beltway. See you later.
Well, you know, I knew you talked about this the last time when I was saying I'm right at the beginning, but I got something that's maybe going to put a little bee in your bonnet on this one.
What?
I'm working out a deal with a UPS guy.
All right. For what, to take your kids to school?
You betcha. Totally against regulations, but, you know, we're going to see if we can work it.
Come on, you
are right back there with the packages. Of course I'm kidding.
Oh, all right.
Jesus Christ. Of course I'm kidding.
I don't.
No, here, Catherine, Elizabeth, get into the delivery truck. You're going to school now. Right back there with the packages.
I don't know.
Unrestrained.
I was going to say it would be more work because you'd have to put them in a box anyway.
With air holes.
It's a wash.
Well, everybody.
Ready for school.
I am up.
Just be advised that the wives are getting together when we get out of town.
Well, yeah, hopefully, if they all can, you know, get those schedules to work out okay.
If they
I sure hope that works out okay.
If they're feeling all right.
They got together, at least your wife, my wife, and Roz got together, and it was fine.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any fallout from that.
And Marcia might have been there for that one.
Marcia was there, too. They all got together, and everything worked out fine.
It was the time the wives decided to come to the Las Vegas-style show, and in the end, they thought better of it, and so they went out to dinner instead.
That's Buzz.
That's what
great
it was.
Remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the last time they got together. They decided, hey, we'll all go to a Las Vegas-style show.
But then they ended up not going to the show.
It doesn't matter. The subject came up.
Mm-hmm.
This is total S when they get together.
Yeah.
Total S.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be screwed.
Yep.
Well, we got to separate those broads. We must keep them separated at all time. You must never give your wife that telephone message.
Okay, she wanted to. No, because she's going to hear about it now because I talked about it on the radio. Mm. It's just going to be some out of pocket. I'm going to have to let her go away with her sister or something like that. Weekend somewhere.
Just keep her away from the other wives. I don't care what you do. Do not go out with them.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I was wondering, when Frida has her gal pal get-together, do you think it's going to be reminiscent of the scene out of Goodfellas where the wives all get together and smack their bubble gum and do each other's nails and smoke and drink wine or
yes,
or
that's
what?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
It'll also be similar to Pushing 10 when the wives get together.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, that's a movie I'll watch every time on
Fantastic
HBO.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah. Every time I'll watch that movie.
Some of the
movie.
Best acting in it. You know, John Cusack.
Yeah.
Has John Cusack ever been nominated for anything?
No, but you know a movie he's really great in? Is High Fidelity.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic. In
High Fidelity, he's fantastic.
That is such a weird movie, but it's quirky and it's great.
However, his sister...
And that fat guy that works in the record store with him...
He's pretty good, too.
Makes me laugh.
Great. Black. I can do without Joan Cusack, though.
You don't like Joan?
No, and you know what?
I haven't seen her new show.
I take it back. I don't like it when Joan Cusack is in a John Cusack movie.
Yeah.
Because they never address the fact... That they're brother and sister.
Right.
It's like supposed to be they're two total strangers who look and talk exactly the same.
But John, it always seems to me, is trying a little less hard than Joan. I mean, that's Joan's thing, is out there, kind of quirky, weird. But John is always just, I mean, he's a natural.
Low-key.
Here's a good John Cusack movie that had Joan in it in some role. Where he's the hitman who goes back for his high school reunion.
What is that?
It's Gross Point Blank.
That I have
she
never
plays
seen.
His secretary.
No. Yeah, right. Exactly. She plays his secretary.
Wasn't that a poorly reviewed John Cusack
movie? You
know
what? That movie is great for two-thirds, and then Dan Aykroyd ruins it. It's at the end. But I think the first two-thirds of it are real
Grifters,
good.
Grifters, another great John
Cusack movie. Yeah, Grifters is a great movie.
Fantastic.
That's what Homer and Bart were. On Sunday night,
right.
They were grifters.
Trying to be con men. That's funny. That premise is funny all by itself.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Don, I've got news for you. It's not going to work tomorrow morning with Frieda.
Why?
Well, because what's going to happen is that around 7 o'clock, Frieda's going to say to Bart, Bart, your father and I have decided that we're not going to talk with one another this morning. And then everybody's going to channel through Bart, and Bart's going to be all pissed.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. You don't know how the grumpy morning gene has been passed right on from me to my son. Do you know that this morning, now, I'll say this, when Bart was littler, Frieda could manipulate him just like she manipulates me.
In the morning, both of you have two speeds, moping and yelling.
And you're right.
Who remembers that?
It's familiar.
That's from The Sopranos the other night. That's from The Sopranos, the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
When Tony goes to leave, that man has two speeds, moping and yelling.
And the move this morning was strictly a move to get us to say, oh, come on back. Right. We're sorry. But we both sat at the breakfast table together as we heard the stomp, stomp of the feet going up the stairs upstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we sat there, and I know that it's like playing a game of chicken. She was waiting for one of us to go up there.
Right.
And neither one of us did.
And was off to...
What? Does Frieda hold any dominion over Bart? Will she use him as a pawn against you?
No, we've never... You know what? We've never done that thing where, like, tell him this or tell her this.
Okay.
We've never done that.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I'm not going to have a problem with it. Trust me. Buzz, you hit the nail on the head. Too many questions in the morning.
Yeah, very chatty. Wants to talk about everything we could have talked about the day before, it seems.
Amen.
Just me. I don't know why.
Amen.
I'm surprised that doesn't bother you. I've been out with you before. You just can't shut up.
You know me.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Naturally. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I thought I was the only guy out there that can't stand to talk in the morning. It's been a long order in my house that my wife used to, as soon as you wake up, start talking about bills or start talking about what we're going to do that night.
You know who we haven't asked about morning habit?
Right.
Bobo.
Right.
What are you, I know you get up later than, well, now you have the baby, so you get up early. Are you chatty in the morning? Are you chatty most of the time?
Carrie and I are pretty compatible in the morning. We're both relatively quiet, and we sort of gear up to it. We're not surly or anything, but it's
Yeah,
okay.
But you know what? This guy on the phone's got another great one, like talking about bills or talking about things that you got to do later in the day or what you're going to do that night.
You know, that might be me. That really might be me. I like to address things.
Yeah,
you know, I like to make sure things.
If it's late at night and I'm getting ready to fall asleep, she'll start talking about something and get my mind going. And it's like, stop.
Amen.
That is the worst time to have a discussion. After 10 o'clock at night, probably the worst time to have a discussion.
Yeah. Amen.
First thing in the morning, too, Mike. Don't forget that also.
Yeah, first thing in the morning. You know what? I think most altercations occur after 10 at night or first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'd agree
with that. Click, click, or gurg, gurg is about all I can handle that early in the morning.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you later. You know, and I realize that I do it to my wife. Now that I'm thinking about it, I do it to my, you know, did you? I do that.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Roll
guilty!
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say that, Mike, you have the sexiest voice of anyone I've ever heard.
Thank you very much. Even with my sinuses reacting to the pollen?
Even. But about the whole morning thing, I think it's just a fundamental difference between the sexes.
I agree.
Please.
My boyfriend, but all of his friends say that he's, I think... The best way to deal with it is if she had sex with you in the morning. Because that seems to put him in a good mood in the morning and kind of talkative. So
always good.
I agree with everything you've said.
Okay, we stop. The worst thing he said is that Mike has a sexy voice because that's all he's focusing on now.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry, happen. If I sidetracked him.
It doesn't happen very often. I have to seize on that. I really do. But it's been a slice of heaven talking to you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
And take care of my sweet.
Goodbye.
Bye, baby.
My sweet baby. Ah, you threw a baby in.
See you later, baby.
Ah, baby. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The home of Howard Stern in the morning and Don and Mike in the afternoon. 106.7 WJFK.
If you want to get a jump start on this summer, you can. And you can start right now. Because now through Memorial Day, you can get no payments and no interest for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more store-wide. Just use your Home Depot or Expo consumer credit card. You can unleash your inner gourmet with new appliances. The Home Depot will even give you free delivery by mail-in rebate on GE and Maytag purchases of $399 or more. You can learn how to buy the perfect carpet for your home by coming to our free flooring clinics at 10 a.m. every Saturday in May. If you want to seize the summer, you can. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5/31/04 at the Home Depot Expo Design Center, the Floor Store, and Home Depot Landscape Supply in the U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Additional terms apply. Maximum APR 21%. Minimum finance charge $1. Free delivery valid in U.S. by mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
ABC Tonight, it's a night of family love, hate, and envy.
Butt munch, butt weed, butt face. Stop it. You're both butt munching, butt weeding, butt face.
First, it's the unforgettable one-hour season finale of George Lopez.
Once we open her diary, we'll be breaking a bond of trust.
They love their daughter, but there are certain things about her dating they need to find out.
If they're having sex, you could be a grandma.
I'll rip that lock off with my teeth.
Now, the shocking truth about her new boyfriend.
My daughter just got her heart broken by a guy that's cheated on her.
Has George out looking for revenge.
You're going to follow that little Megan.
I know for sure that guy's a liar. He said your cookie was delicious.
But nothing could have prepared him for what he finds.
Did you see that?
Then 2020 reveals the secrets of siblings. From Jessica Simpson, Hillary Duff, and their sisters, to Nick and Aaron Carter, to siblings just like yours. Tonight, don't miss this two-hour 2020 special, The Secrets of Siblings.
Be there tonight, starting at 8, on Washington's ABC 7.
Do you remember our honeymoon?
Oh, yeah. How could I... What, did I forget our anniversary?
Not yet. Oh. But you remember that place on the beach with the thatched roof and those fans shaped like palm leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back.
When?
Every day.
This spring, come to Lowe's and let your ideas travel. Whether you dream of tropical islands or the ancient Orient, Lowe's has the kind of exotic ceiling fans that help make the place you live the place you love. You'll find unique new fans from Casablanca, Hunter, and Harbor Breeze that you won't find at any other home improvement center in the country. And Lowe's has them at low prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Who knew a ceiling fan could have this kind of effect on a room?
I did, remember?
Yes, you did. That's why I married you.
Lowe's, improving home improvement.
Now's the perfect time to come to Lowe's for ceiling fans. Spend $98 or more on Kichler, Harbor Breeze, or Hunter.